This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Legendary Candy Staton with Sweet Feeling from the album Stand By Your Man, which was released in 1970. She's from Alabama. And guess what? I was so honored and so lucky to be at the Americana UK Awards a couple years back. And she was the Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. Guess what? Everybody who was there, who played that night, got to get on stage with Candy Staton and sing the finale. It was crazy. There was a lot of musicians on stage. I got to hang right beside Lyle Lovett. Lyle turns to me. He's like, "Do you know what's going on?" I said, "Absolutely not, but let's just go for it." So we wung it, or winged it. I'm not sure how you say that, but it doesn't matter. Coming up, we've got music from Olivia Dean. Dive, the brand new Grammy Award-winning singer-songstress, has been on the rise. It's a wonderful thing to see. She performed a great set at the Grammys. And another person who is on the rise is Fontaine, and the song Good Buddy is what I'm going to spin next. It is a really fun song. She's fun and definitely fits into the category of a good buddy, because anybody who mentions them does with high regard. Here is Fontaine with Good Buddy on the Jukebox.
It's fine by your side. Gentle morning mumble talking. Late rainy night cold walking. If you're ending mine, it's hard to reset all the time. So cover me up, spin me around. Tell me you're not gonna leave.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
They're closing down the textile mill across the rail. and they ain't coming back to your hometown, to your hometown, to your hometown, to your hometown. That's not me.
From Born in the USA, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and My Hometown. I was just watching that Bruce Springsteen biopic about Nebraska and Born in the USA. I had a feeling that they were all, you know, in the same writing session. But it was really interesting to see what he was going through. And also to see, like, a song like Born in the USA, the demo, and how that came to be with the whole band. My Hometown's a great song as well, of course. And Bruce Springsteen has just announced a brand new tour. He's going across the United States. And I think it's a really good idea for him to do that. He's one of those people who can bring hope to so many. Now we've got music coming up from Garrett T. Willie, a song called Hypnotist. And this is music from a guy who's from the King Combe Inlet in BC. He's definitely really an amazing guitar player. I got to hang out with him and see him play at TD Music Hall. At the Indigenous Music Summit not too long ago, and it blew me away. So really happy to be playing this new stuff on the show. The Sarandons are also coming up. They are from Toronto, and I'm going to play a song called Wrong Guy. And now for the Rose of Thunder Bay, Sarah Kay, who has relocated here to Toronto, and was recently on the CBC Music Countdown's Top 20, made it into the Top 10, so congratulations to Sarah. She used to actually do some work here on the Jukebox Show, and I met her at Element FM when we both started there a long time ago. Here is the radio edit of her single, Do You Think of Me, right here on the Jukebox.
I scream from the rooftops, hoping that you hear. Screw me.
Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. American robins begin piping up in late winter and then sing all through spring and summer, sometimes well into fall, too. One way to remember their song's pattern is with the words cheerily, cheer up, cheer up, cheerily, cheer up. The Baltimore Oriole has a pretty similar song. At first, you might think there's no way to tell these two cheery, upbeat singers apart. But there are a couple of differences. The robin has that whole sentence to say, cheerily, cheer up, cheer up, cheerily, cheer up. In contrast, the oriole usually stops after a phrase or two. After a while, you might start to hear more subtle distinctions. Baltimore Orioles sound sweeter, more melodic than American robins, who can come across a little screechy at times. Once more, here's the long-winded robin.